Different football teams have different ways of preparing for game day. This week, the New York Jets' preparation for tomorrow's game against the New England Patriots included cornerback Antonio Cromartie telling reporters he hated Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. He said he thought Brady was an expletive. On Thursday, Brady shrugged off the insult, saying he'd been called worse. During a press conference that day, Jets head coach Rex Ryan maintained that his cornerback's comments were no big deal.
Trust me, they're saying a lot worse about me and others here. Maybe it just wasn't printed.
If Coach Ryan is right, nothing was printed because no Pats player anywhere near a reporter made a controversial remark. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick wills it so, a circumstance that encouraged Coach Ryan to zing his New England counterpart.
We're a transparent organization. We let our guys speak, and we don't try to tell them what to say or what not to say. You know, guy makes a comment, big deal.
If we hear it, it's going one ear and not the other.
That's New England wide receiver Darnell Jenkins. On Wednesday, he was preparing for tomorrow's game by getting his hair cut.
Only thing we're listening to this week is the coaches talk, the coaches coach, and us going out there and executing the game plan. That's the only thing we're worrying about this week.
Because he's still rehabilitating his knee after surgery a couple of months ago, Jenkins won't be available for tomorrow's game. But like many of his teammates who will be on the field, this week he stuck to his pregame routine, which always includes a visit to Terrence Manning, proprietor of Soho Hair Design in North Attleboro, Massachusetts, and barber to the Patriots. Why? The slightly shaggy pre-trim Darnell Jenkins told me.
When that helmet come off, when you make a big play.
Ah, when the television camera zooms in close.
And when you walk to the sideline after scoring the touchdown, making a big tackle, you take your helmet off and you look to the right and it's right there.
And that being the camera.
That being the camera. And if you're looking like this, you kind of don't want to say nothing more than hi, Mom.
Darnell Jenkins learned about Terrence Manning from teammates who discovered they could trust the barber's judgment and his touch. Former Pats tight end Christian Fourier, who'd also dropped by for a midweek haircut, explained how so many of the Pats had come to be Manning's regulars.
We're creatures of habit, and we're superstitious. So if he cut your hair on a Friday at 2 o'clock and you had a great game, well, you're probably going to have to cut his hair on a Friday at 2 o'clock until something bad happens. And then, you know, you've got to try something else.
For the Pats, winners of three Super Bowls since 2002, not all that much bad has happened, and that in part explains why Darnell Jenkins was in the chair on Wednesday.
This is the most important part of this hair cutting part, you know, is doing up the beard and the mustache, you know, because if he moves just too much, he could lose his mustache.
Don't laugh.
Though Terrence Manning styles himself stylist to the stars, or at least the stars of the Patriots, they receive no special treatment if they just wander in.
I set my schedule up for like 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon. It's just dedicated to the Patriots. You know, if they come in other than that, they might have to set an appointment because then I have all my other clients that come in and that come in on those other days.
So it's not a Patriot shows up and you say to everybody else, okay, everybody out of here, Patriot time.
No, and the best thing about those guys, they have respect for, you know, my job. So if they see that I have somebody sitting in the chair, they'll wait.
But are Patriots players good tippers?
They're all great tippers. Why do I always get asked that question? But no, they are. A lot of the guys that come and see me, they're younger guys, just ran into all of this. And some of them, like, really have these, their wives that really like penny pinchers. And they're just like, no, that's too much money. But, you know, I try to keep it fair for them and for my regular clients.
Even as a guy who generally pays about the minimum for a haircut, I found that Terrence's rates did sound fair. So after the Patriot and the expatriate had left the building, at which point I was officially off the clock, I sat down in the barber's chair and asked Terrence to see what he could accomplish.
My question is, when you're finished, am I going to be able to throw a ball 80 yards and, you know, run 100 yards much faster than I ever did before?
If you can do that after you get this haircut, I suggest you keep coming back to me to get your haircut.
I do not run faster or throw harder than I did before Terrence Manning cut my hair, but I might go back anyway. Of course, I might not be able to do that during the week before February 6th. That's because if the Patriots make it to the Super Bowl again, Terrence Manning, shears and clippers in hand, will be joining them in Arlington, Texas.
Get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Why don't you get a haircut and get a real job?
If you'd like more information about Only a Game's music selections, please check our weekly music blog by visiting us at onlyagame.org. It's 19 minutes past the hour.
Howdy-do, homeless mama here. That's right, it's me. I'm hanging out here in the bushes. I've decided to be homeless because obviously that is the best way for a person to become famous in this country nowadays. So, here's what I'm on to do.
The heartwarming story about Ted Williams, the homeless man whose booming baritone has brought him to the attention of the Cleveland Cavaliers, among other potential employers, has not warmed everybody's heart. Actress Vicki Lawrence, who created a TV character named Mama, has made a video in which Mama has embraced homelessness as the route to fame and fortune as an endorser of products. In the video, she tells potential job seekers not to bother about school, training, or internships, since being homeless is apparently working for Ted Williams. Advocates for the homeless are not thrilled with Ms. Lawrence's video. How can that be?